proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session about Jewish life and practice. Jewish religious education, known as chinuch. Jewish religious education involves transmitting the principles and values of Judaism from one generation to another. The sixth chapter of Deuteronomy provided the authorization underlying this practice. Quote, "And these words, which I command thee this day, shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." Unquote. According to the Talmud, Jewish children should begin their religious education when they turn 6 years of age. According to Jewish law, further, older students ought to help their younger siblings. Rabbis forbade striking students with a stick or with a cane as a means of training them. In other words, they did not allow for corporeal punishment in the process of chinuch, religious training. Judaism places a high value on teaching Jewish children about the basic principles of their faith. In a tractate entitled Perkei Avos, The Ethics of the Fathers, Rabbi Judah ben Tema wrote, "At 5 years, the age is reached for studying the Bible. At 10, for studying the Mishnah. At 13, for fulfilling the mitzvot, commandments. At 15, for studying the Talmud." Elementary school students study in the yeshiva, literally a place of sitting. Adolescent boys study at a metivta, academy. Until the 19th century, Jewish boys often received their religious education in a cheder, that is, a room located in the local synagogue. These boys usually studied under the auspices of a local rabbi, to whom the Jewish community supported by giving him a stipend. Older boys and Jewish men received their religious training at a bet midrash, which means a house of learning. This latter tradition began during the era of the Second Temple, around the end of the 6th century BC, and lasted until the destruction of that edifice in AD 70. The concept of Jewish day schools developed in Germany as a response to a greater emphasis for training Jewish children in secular studies. Children can receive their religious education in more informal settings as well. Youth organizations, though they differ as to their political ideologies and religious affiliations, youth organizations focus upon developing leadership qualities in young Jewish men. Jewish summer camps, sponsored by religious denominations and community centers, Jewish summer camps help foster a sense of Jewish identity. At the college level, student organizations, such as the Hillel, Jewish organizations provide another informal arena to educate Jewish people in the principles of Judaism. Jewish teachers can educate their students through a variety of media. Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, an 18th century Italian rabbi, wrote plays dealing with Jewish themes. Sports organizations, such as the Maccabees, provide outlets for Jewish athletes to interact with one another. Jewish education takes place in many forms and on many levels, but it has the same basic purpose: to train young Jewish men in the principles of their faith. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another segment about Jewish life and practice.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.